You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. 5 years ago, Kalamazoo native Stephanie Seneker took a curling workshop when the National Curling Championships came to town. Now Seneker will return to compete in the event this weekend at Wings Stadium.
Yeah, it'll be very exciting. I'm really, really looking forward to being out there on the ice with a lot of people that I've watched curl, you know, for a few years and heard of, and now I get to be out there with them.
For those who are less familiar with the sport, curling is played with two teams of four on an ice rink. One member of each team slides a large stone towards the center of the rink, while the other teammates sweep the ice to make the stone travel faster and straighter. The idea is to get eight stones as close to the red dot in the middle of the rink as possible in about an hour and 10 minutes. Seneker plays on Debbie McCormick's team. McCormick is the team's skip, the captain, often responsible for throwing the stone. Unlike some sports, curling teams are named after their skip, not the city they're based in. Mike Meduno is the director of public relations and a broadcaster for Wings Stadium and the Kalamazoo Wings. He says with so much talent, it's anybody's game.
I don't think there's any Cinderella stories out there. I think there's some teams that are positioned better than others. Team McCormick probably very close after talking to Pete Fenton about his team's chances of moving on. He felt pretty confident there.
As for the men's team, Meduno says Team Schuster is also a contender.
I think the men's draw a little more even out there. The women's teams were probably the best action in 2010. When you look at from beginning to end, it came down to the Thursday tiebreakers to get teams into the semi. So talking to USA Curling, they feel it's going to be probably that close, if not closer, in 2015.
Meduno says the curling championships are expected to bring about 15,000 people to Kalamazoo, boosting the local economy. For fans, it's a chance to see Olympic curlers up close. In a few years, younger curlers like Seneker could be among them.
It's definitely been on my mind, and I'm going to keep working and hope that it happens someday. But no, it's definitely possible, and our skip herself is a three-time Olympian, so that's a really cool thing for her. She grew up in the sport and has been playing it, you know, since she was tiny, and she's played all over the world and in three Olympics, so she's got a lot of international experience, and that's been really great for us too, having that experience behind us on the ice.
Seneker says there's a lot to love about curling. Anyone from age 5 to 85 can play, and there's a culture of camaraderie.
And even if you're competitive, when you get back off the ice, you know, it's a sport where you know, you're expected to go and you sit down with the people you just played against and socialize and just enjoy each other's company. So it's a neat sport in that sense. And another thing that keeps me coming back is the challenge of it. It's a very challenging sport, a lot more so, I think, than people realize when they watch it on TV. So it's sort of like a puzzle that's never ending.
Next week, the Kalamazoo Curling Club will host several beginner lessons on curling, so Kalamazoo residents can fall in love with it just like Seneker did.
I hope that they get a lot of people out there to try it and maybe learn a lot about the sport and teach other people about the sport and keep growing it here in the United States.
The USA Curling National Championships will be held at Wings Stadium tomorrow through next Saturday. For links to the schedule, visit our website. Winning teams will go on to compete in the Men's and Women's World Championships, which both take place in March. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.